Hello, beautiful beings. This is Dr. Lisa, and I'm here with the Body of Change podcast, the art of choosing, committing, collaborating, and creating with your body for a greater future for you, for the planet, and for your relationships. As always, the idea and target of this podcast is to create a different circuitry, different communication with your body that actually is joyful and of engagement. So how to act and engage in the moment, right now, listening to this podcast, and create with your body. All right, my friends, so it is May 20th, 2020. And today I'm going to talk about, I'm going to talk about energy, to boost up your energy, okay? How to stay coherent and in congruence with your body, with yourself, despite the fears and the anxiety and the stress of the world right now. Alrighty, so let's talk about this. I have a lot of people that I deal with every day calling me and talking about their feeling traumatized and anxious and stressful about not only financially, but like in their body, they feel tired. In their mind, they keep trying to figure out what to do because everything is so different that there's no structure, there's no plan on what and when everything will be free again to travel, live, create. It'll never be the same because there's no going back. But what do we do now? And at the same time, there's so much struggle going on inside and outside because no one has any clue. And as much, there are some days you probably do really good in staying out of it. And there are some days that you just feel underneath it. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, because I've also had a lot of people talk to me about their exhaustion and their confusion and their lack of joy generally. So if you're struggling with a lack of joy, exhaustion, confusion, anxiety, stress, fears, worries about the future, and life just doesn't seem as technicolor as you may have once experienced it, you're probably not alone. Because 99.9% of the world is experiencing the same thing. Also, since many countries are still relegated to the, you know, stay-at-home command, it could also be that you're spending a lot of time on the internet and a lot of time on platforms like Zoom or Skype or FaceTime and less time outside, less time moving about, less time interacting with people. And when you do go outside, how many of you may have experienced this, that people purposely step, you know, 6 feet to the right of you or 6 feet to the left of you, or don't want to go near you or don't want to be touched by you or don't want to be close and connected. There's such a paranoia about, and I get it, so just hear what I'm saying. There's such a paranoia that our bodies are constantly under stress. Even when we're at home. So when we're out, even just going to get gas or going to the store for food, you can't even really get in close proximity with anyone. And anyone that gets in close proximity with you, your body goes on natural fight or flight, right? And their body does the same thing if you get too close to them, even inadvertently. And so this whole social distancing thing, while I get it, to not spread the virus, it's also creating such anxiety and stress in bodies, because bodies like to connect. Cells like to connect. Like, for instance, if you've ever lost somebody to either a breakup, a divorce, or even a tragedy, like a trauma or a death, you go through a grieving process, and the grief is kind of painful for the body because the cells can't connect to the cells of the person they liked or loved at one point. And that's what grief is. And now the cells of the body are on high alert because if you touch somebody, you may die. So if you breathe, you may die. If you enter somewhere or touch a door, you may die. If you stand next to somebody, you may die. If you, you get the point, right? So our whole immune system in our bodies is designed to fight off infection. But here we have the government and the world in this pandemic telling us that if you breathe, you will die. If you go here and do that, you will die. If you do this, you will die, right? And so the messages that your body's getting is that you're going to die. And when the body is under that type of stress, you're going to die, something bad is going to happen. A catastrophe is lingering if you breathe, if you stand next to another person, if you touch something that somebody else has been contaminated, touched. While it may be true in those cases that we have seen around the world, there's also so many more cases, more than the population that has been infected and has died, more than that has not been infected and has not died. But the body, the immune system, our psyche, our mind don't know that. We can't discriminate between that. So everything becomes high alert. It's like myself, I lived in a very violent household in my childhood. And I always say this in my books and classes, that the first 23 years of my life were mild with violence and abuse. And it was an everyday occurrence. So every single day, I was on high alert for when the beatings were going to come, or when the verbal abuse was going to come, or even when the sexual abuse was going to come. I knew something was going to come. But did every single day I receive some sort of abuse? Likely not. But my immune system, my body got hardwired to the bad is going to come. You're going to die. When you live under that stress, it increases your cortisol levels. Your cortisol levels are those things called adrenals, have something to do with those adrenals in your body. It's those little pink triangular organs that sit up top of each of our kidneys that in this reality, most of us, if they were looked under an x-ray, are probably gray and depleted versus pink and fluffy, like they're quote unquote supposed to do. And that's because of the environmental and energetic stress. So if you grew up in a violent household, like I told you I did, I was under intense amount of stress, so much stress that I could not even concentrate at school. And they would kick me out of my classes and I'd stand in the hallway for however long because I couldn't concentrate. No one actually thought to ask me a question like, hey, what's going on? Nah, not in the 70s. They didn't do that. Not worth it. Just teasing. But it's like, is anybody asking you even today? How are you doing? I know for myself, this last week or two, I was pretty much flying high since the pandemic started. I know it sounds a little weird, but I got very creative. I got to do things that I hadn't been able to do. I got to be home in a way, like for 10 years, I'd never been home. So I travel so much, facilitating workshops and individual sessions and all of that. And then about a week or two ago, probably more like 2 weeks, I hit this wall. And it was a wall of exhaustion that some days I was in bed by 7 p.m. Yes, I said 7 p.m. Now, granted, I get up about 4:30 every morning, generally. So that is actually 9 hours of sleep. So I've never gotten 9 hours of sleep for the last 10 years, that's for sure. But some days I was literally the last 2 weeks in bed at 6 and 7 p.m. I could not open my eyes. I could not read another thing. I could not listen to another Zoom meeting. I could not have anything on other than some instrumental, peaceful, expansive energy music. energy healing music that just rested my cellular memory. And I slept. And I slept long and hard. And I got up and did it again. So, one, I'm gonna give you some tips. Let's see if I can give you five tips in these 30 minutes here to boost your energy. One, I'm going to say, would you allow yourself to sleep? And if you want to go to sleep early, would you allow yourself to go to sleep early? I used to say, you know, during the when the pandemic first started, it was like, well, I couldn't really do anything, so it didn't really matter. After a while, I get tired of watching movies. So sleep sounds like the best thing. But then what I also started to do was read. I picked up three or four books that really fueled my changes that I was going through. Because it's a time now when and if you're under that anxiety and that stress that I talked about, which everybody is really underneath in some way, to do replenishing gentle things. The last 2 weeks, I haven't wanted to hang out with people, even though I wasn't really hanging out with that many people anyway. But I definitely kept myself isolated, but I needed to sleep. I needed to read. I needed just to be with myself. So I would actually say the first habit or tip to boost your energy would be to sleep and get rest. To read something just for the fun of it. Oh, I picked up this great book called Untamed. Actually, a friend sent it to me. Untamed. So good. And then I love a good personal growth story. So some books by Gay Hendricks that were really good. The Big Leap, you know, getting into the zone of genius, and things about luck. Because I'm really manifesting and actualizing something different in my life. So by getting some sleep, by opening up to like, what else does my body need that does not have to do with internet, that does not have to do with people, I started reading. And because I facilitate so much and write books and speak and manuals and things like that, that's been my most reading. But picking up these books that were just for fueling me and personally having a relationship with myself was really, really beautiful. And I also spent a lot of time in silence, but not so much that sometimes I didn't have music on or something. It was quiet. And that would be another tip, is to find and become comfortable with the space of silence and quiet in your world. Turn off the TV. Turn off your cell phone. Put it in another room. That's what I had to do. I put it in another room. I never turned it off. And don't go back into the computer room. That's what I had to do. So the silence, the quiet, to bond with, you will, with the natural stuff around. I started looking at my plants and really asking them what they wanted, and playing with my puppy, and appreciating the elements in my surroundings. And then I would get out in nature somehow, go down for a walk and walk on my favorite street with the trees and the grass, and where I would just be filled with nature. So if you're feeling some of this exhaustion, stress, anxiety, and worry that I'm speaking to you about here, the five tips that I would give you to boost your energy and to kind of reset your balance away from electromagnetic rays, cyber waves, radiation waves, environmental waves, and then also the energetic frequency of heavy thoughts like fear, anxiety, worry. It's like the world, we've been told the world is under attack from this virus and we're not safe, which throws your immune system, which is a whole body system, your lymph system. The only other whole body system is the blood. So the blood and the lymph run in tandem with each other, and in the blood runs your hormones, and the lymph system flushes out the toxicities. But if you're constantly under stress, anxiety, tension, worry, your immune system is on overload, and it feels like it can't fight off something. So what it does is it creates other symptoms, headaches, exhaustion, depressions, anger, frustration. And I want to be here to tell you, you're not under attack. You're not unsafe. The world isn't going to end, and you're not going to die. Now, those of you that might be listening to this that may be reacting to what I'm going to say, but the news says this and the government says that and the doctors say this. Well, I have a sister who works in New York as a nurse, and that's one of the, you know, most well-hit pandemic virus states in America right now, New York City, New York in general. And, you know, she's working every day, healthy, surviving very well, with all the precautions, and under a tremendous amount of stress. I'm here in Dallas, Texas, not under that much stress. We haven't had that many cases, but there have been some. We've been on lockdown. I've only got hit with concern once, twice, or three times. But what I'm mostly aware of is, as I walk around, is how everybody is so scared of each other and how everybody is so worried with each other. And I'm not wearing a mask most times unless I actually have to. I bought them, I have them, but I don't wear them. I am actually not concerned about receiving this virus. My immune system, everything about me is strong and healthy. I've kept moving. I eat well. I take care of my body, and I'm not putting myself in or around something that would cause me problems. So what I did was, when I hit that exhaustion wall, I started to rest more, because I also know the exhaustion isn't just about cyberspace and being on Zoom and the way the world changed. My body's been exhausted for a long time. I wonder if yours has. The reading boost suggestion. I haven't read in a long time. I know a lot of people that read, and their body relaxes when they read. And I always wanted to have that experience because it's been so long. And now I have it. My body likes it. I like sitting in the silence and the natural quiet of my surroundings and just breathing, looking around at my space and what I've created and how everything in my place contributes to me. And then it also tells me what needs to go that I might be done with. So that'd be number three. Number four, thanking and being grateful. Playing with my puppy. Connecting with the plants that are in two or three of them in each room. Keeping them alive and growing. And then getting out to nature. Whether it's some sort of exercise or a walk or something that involves grass and trees, sun, blue sky, clouds, air, wind, breathe, earth, and not relegated to shelter in place. Those are my five tips to boost your energy. See what you get from them. See what your body likes to do. Write me a note, drop me a line, let me know what else you found out that might be a good tip for you. And I would also like you to kind of run through a guided meditation right now that might help your energy field. And some of the words might sound a little strange, but I'm just going to do it. So put your hand on your thymus and your pubic bone and just say hi to you. Say hi to your body. Say hi to the earth. Like, hi. Hi, body. Hi, me. Hi, earth. And take a deep breath. Through your mouth, not through your nose, through your mouth. It's going to be weird for some of you, because most yoga practices or spiritual practice say breathe through your nose. I say breathe through your mouth. It connects your mind and body. And feel three places of connection with your body. So if your hands are on your thymus and your pubic bone, you already got two. And three could be your feet on the floor or your back against a chair or wherever you're listening to this. And just energetically, obviously if you're driving, don't do this with your eyes closed, but my eyes are closed as I'm doing this. Obviously I'm not driving. And just energetically let yourself touch the four corners of the room that you're in with your energy. Just expand beyond your mind. And then expand 500 million miles up. So big a number you won't even know how to, your brain won't even know how to conceptualize this. 500 million miles down, 500 million miles to the right, to the left, to the front, to the back. And then 500 million miles, breathe in through the front of you, in through the back of you, up through your feet, down through your head, in through the right of you, and in through the left of you. High body, high body, high body. High me, high me, high me. High earth, high earth, high earth. And now pull all your energy up to the top of your head. Pull it up from your feet to the top of your head. And then come out the top of your head in a beautiful ball of white light. And let that ball become a balloon and just float up. Up, 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 beyond the sun, beyond the stars, beyond the clouds, beyond the galaxy, beyond the universe. Up, 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 up. Then all of a sudden you'll see a rainbow housing all the colors. Swim through that with the balloon, if you will. Touch out through the pink light of compassion, as I call it. And sense. Perceive the most bright, pearl, iridescent white light you could ever imagine. It's energizing. Go toward it. The balloon falls away and all of your energy is there. And your body goes, ah. And let's ask that pearl, iridescent light to wash you off and clean you off of any radiation energies, any toxic waste energies, any electromagnetic field energies, any toxicity, any deep, heavy thoughts of war or terror or pain or fear or anxiety or stress or tension or money concerns or health issues or catastrophe issues that the world is going to end. Just allow that pearl iridescent white light to take all of that off of your body, all of that off of your energy field, all of that off of you, and let it go, especially for these 3 months of what we've all been under, a new level of stress we've never seen before, where the body doesn't feel safe, but it is. And remove all that radiation, remove all that EMFs and all that toxicity and all the worries or concerns about 4G and 5G. Just wash it clean, because that energy is more potent and more powerful than any fear. And now grab all that healing command, the pearl iridescent white light, and bring it down with you as your energy floats back down, 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 down. Same way you came up, but quicker going down. Hovering over the top of your head, and then allowing it to enter into the top of your head, the crown chakra, just like warm, melted butter, as if you were pouring it over popcorn and all the nooks and crannies, muscles, ligaments, cells, tendons, organs, and systems of your body, and let it drip down. Through your head, down your throat, front and back, your chest, front and back, your arms, right and left, the front of you, the back of you, your spine, down your spine, through your gut, down your hips and your buttocks, your thighs and your quads and your shins and your calves and your ankles and your feet. And let's ask now that you are all continuing to be washed off and clean, that all psychic hooks, attacks, and cords to any person, place, situation, or event be canceled, cleared, deleted, and resolved. While stress, worry, tension, fear, lower harmonic thinking dissipates to the earth, and the earth neutralizes it, regenerating with positivity, abundance, prosperity, and safety. And we download teachings to your body, what it feels like, smells like, and tastes like, to know that you're safe, to know that you're healthy, to know that you're well, and to know how to live in a rested homeostasis of kindness and unconditional love and peace and harmony. And as you breathe in peace, and as you exhale fear. And as you breathe in kindness, exhale worry. And as you breathe in safety, exhale the catastrophe. And as you perceive your feet on the earth somehow, imagine that these cords come out of the soles of your feet down into the earth, going so far down, 500 million miles, that it just grounds you, if you will, to the neutralization of what is possible with the earth. And up through your body, cleansed and cleaned and washed off again. And breathe and receive, 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 and breathe and receive. And I'm going to ask this energy called the thymus exercise to turn on for you, which will get your immune system pumping. But I'm also going to ask an immune system process to get your immune system pumping, to start pumping for you. All you have to do is say yes. You don't even know what any of these terms mean. If it's right for you or light for you, just say yes. And if you don't want it, just say no. So turn on the immune system process to flush your immune system with that pearl iridescent white light so you start afresh today. Turn on the thymus exercise so you can imagine yourself as you're sitting. Well, it'll be easier if you can imagine it by using the words I'm going to use, which is standing, even though you're sitting. And stand like a starfish with your legs spread out and your arms spread out. And you breathe energy in from the right of you across your thymus and down your left leg, out your foot to the earth, and breathe up through your foot, the left leg, across the thymus, out the right hand. And you do the same thing in through the left arm, across the thymus, down the right leg, out the foot, back up the right foot, up the leg, across the thymus, out the left hand. And let that run. You're just breathing in earth energy. And then in the center of you up and the center of you down, imagine a waterfall cleansing you. Thymus exercise run, MTVSS run, restoration of communion with the earth run, and the gifting and receiving times a godzillion. And just imagine all the stress, worry, anxiety, tension, catastrophe, death thoughts to dissipate, and breathe in abundance, prosperity, strength, control, power, wisdom, knowing, creation, generation, life-fulfilling gratitudes. And with your permission, I'm going to ask that unconditional love healing be given to you from the creative energy that moves through all things, so that each muscle, ligament, cell, tendon, organ, systems of your body knows peace and knows how to receive peace, knows love and knows how to receive love, knows that it's safe and knows how to be safe, knows that it's well and knows how to live well, know that it can have joy and it can be joy. And remember, hope this gave you a little lift, but remember this, 5 ways to boost yourself right now. Sleep, read, get quiet, enjoy your natural surroundings in silence, play with the things in your house, the puppies, the children, the partners, the plants. Enjoy your creations and really just relish in it. And get out in nature and move your body and pump your lymph system and pump your blood. Okay, my friends. Feel free to reach me at drlisacooney.com/events if you'd like to see what's happening. If you like that little exercise, I have a Theta Healing class that is partially that exercise that's coming up next week that you can take a look at. If you like some of the other tools, they're Access Consciousness tools, and I have another class in that called The Foundation coming up in the first week of June. And I'm always available for individual work if that is something that your body would like. Otherwise, I'll hear you here on the next episode of The Body of Change. Bye for now.